this is a crucial period where it will test your squad. Fortunately, we didn't get any injuries against Leicester, so we're in pretty good shape for that. I think Wasps have got a few more injury problems than we've got. And we actually got two teams that have lost the previous game in the short turnaround, and they've got to get their heads around preparing properly for the next one, because it's a crucial game for both of us. You know, we're just a couple, 3 points, I think, between us. So a win would jump us above Wasps. But Wasps are also, I know when I listened to Di Young when he was talking after the Gloucester game, was talking about a reaction required, because when you concede 6-1, that's a bit of a thump in. And we have 4-1, which is not good either. So we're two teams that both need a reaction at the weekend.
They've been struggling as well. They've got some vital players that have been out injured, as have yourselves.
Yeah, I think they've probably suffered a little bit more than us. Well, certainly a bit more of it than most teams have talked about their injuries. Although, to be fair to Di Young, he wasn't using that as an excuse. He's got a good squad there, and players have come in and tried to do as best they can do. But they are missing some key people, and their game's normally built upon big, powerful forward runners. And, you know, with the Simon Shaw moving and Worsley going, John Hart injured, you know, they've lost, and Steve Thompson finishing. They've lost some big ball carriers in that pack, and they're just finding life a little bit more difficult now.
A few people who came in for the Leicester game, and Sam Betty's had a bit of a run in the side. I thought he had a decent game against Leicester.
I thought so, yeah. Yeah, he's Rich is very combative. I mean, he is superb. He's beginning to develop his attacking game. He's carrying some ball as well. He came here known as a defensive player, but he's worth his place in the side. You know, I think when you pick the team, you put Sam Betty in there fairly quickly in the starting 15. So that's all credit to him coming from Cornish Pirates to make that big step up. You know, he's competing with the big boys now and doing very well.
Are you thinking of shuffling people around after losing to Leicester?
I think we may look at one or two selections slightly differently, yeah. Maybe people in the front five that have had a fair old game against Leicester. We'll see what they are. I mean, actually, they're not too bad physically. They're not too bad, and that may not be a good thing, because we perhaps should have been absolutely crawling off that field. So, but anyway, when I watched them come off, they were not too bad. So we'll just assess it over the next day or two, and we'll put out, again, what we think is our best available side against Wasp.
Yeah. What about Ezra Taylor? Will he come into it?
Yeah, almost certainly he'll come into it. You know, perhaps we need to see very quickly what he's like. And we may give, you know, Rabbi a bit more of a run as well. So these new players come in, have got to show what they can do.